Hi, this is Aryeh Kaplan, and today we'll be learning Shkalim Perek 1, Mishnahs Dalet 4 and 5. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Heid ben Buchri b'Yavna, that ben Buchri testified in Yavna, Kol Kohen sheshokel einu chote. Ben Buchri said that it seems that he said, Rabbi Yehuda says that Ben Buchri had testified that any Kohen who gives the half shekel obligation is not a sinner, implying that Kohanim are not obliged in giving the yearly half shekel tax. Rather, they may give it. If they do, they're not considered a sinner. Amlo Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai heard that Rabbi Yehuda said this in the name of Ben Buchri. He said, Loki! It is not so. This is the incorrect rendering of what Ben Buchri said. What did he say? In fact, he said the opposite. Any Kohen that does not give the half shekel is a sinner. So Rabbi Yochanan's tradition was that Kohanim must give it, whereas Rabbi Yehuda's tradition was that Kohanim are allowed to but do not have to. And then the Mishnah continues that the Kohanim would give a proof for why they felt they were not obliged. And just as a background for a moment, when a Kohen gives a mincha offering, the entire mincha offering is burnt. Whereas a regular person, a non-Kohen who gives a mincha offering, some is burnt and some is eaten by the Kohanim. So Kohanim to the following. Elisha Kohanim Darshim Mikra Zela Atman. The Kohanim took a pasuk, which is found in Vayikra chapter 6, Pasuk 16, it says the following, Ko minchat kohen kalil tia lo teachel. Every meal offering of a kohen shall be entirely burnt and may not be eaten. So the general rule is when a kohen is involved in a mincha, that none of it is eaten, it's all burnt. And then they use that to say the following logic, that since the half shekels are used to buy certain items that are types of minchas, so for example, the Mishnah says, Ho'il ve'omer, the barley offering, u'shteha lechem, and the two breads, the lechem apanim, and the showbread, those are all karbanos that are purchased with the half shekel, which are types of minchas, shalanu, and therefore, if we give half the shekel, we are part owners of it, heich necham, and we know that those three sometimes are eaten, that those three offerings are eaten. So heich necham, how can they be eaten? Because generally a kohen who purchases, who buys part of a mincha, normally it should be completely burnt. So if he is a part owner in this mincha, it should be completely burnt. Yet, we are told that you do eat it. So the Kohanim said, you see that those offerings are eaten, we must not have to pay. So Rabbi Yochanan would say back to the Kohanim, that's just not true. That halacha, that when a Kohen's mincha is burnt, that's only if the Kohen is the sole owner. But if a Kohen is a part owner, in the case of half shekalim, all the Jews in the world are giving their half shekel, and some of them are Kohanim, it's really, that in that case, it's not really burnt. So that's what, anyways, that's what the Kohanim would argue, that we are buying it, and therefore we cannot eat any of it, and therefore it should not be eaten, and therefore we should not be obliged. However, this Mishnah ends with the Machlokas again between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yochanan as whether or not Kohanim need to give the half shekel. Now continuing with Mishnah number 5. The Mishnah says, Afal Pish Amru, even though we say, in a mashkenin, we do not seize, take collateral from nashim, from women, v'avadim, or slaves, uketanim, or minors, im shaklu, if they do give, mikavim yadam, we are allowed to take from them, that's for them. However, ha'ovei kochavim, when it comes to non-Jews, v'hakuti or kuthians, sheshaklu, if they would like to give, in mikavim yadam, we do not accept the half shekel from them. And then the Mishnah continues to say other things that we not accept from them. V'ein mikavim miyadam k'nei zavin, who k'nei zavot, v'k'nei yolodot. So, just a quick introduction here. A zav or a zava, or is there a male or female who sees abnormal flow from their body, and they become impure, and part of their purification, in certain instances, they need to bring the k'nei, or in this the k'nei zavin for men, or k'nei zava for women. It's two birds that come as part of their karbon in order to become purified. U'k'nei yolodot is that a woman after childbirth normally has to bring a certain type of karbon. If she doesn't have enough money for that, then she's allowed to bring these pair of birds to come out of her purity. So if a non-Jew or if a Kuthi would try to bring these, we would not accept that either from them. The chataot v'ashamos, nor would we accept chataot v'ashamos. So a chataot offering is a sin offering. That's if somebody did something inadvertently by accident, and we would not accept that from a Kuthi or from a non-Jew. Or v'ashamos for a guilt offering, someone who transgressed a certain type of transgression, we would not accept that from them either. However, the Mishnah says, "Aval nedarim unedavos mekavim yadam." We do accept from Kuthian or from non-Jews nedarim unedavos. So, what's a nether? Nether is when you say, "I take upon myself to bring a sacrifice," and a nedava is a gift offering. It's translated. It's basically when you make a certain animal holy, not upon yourself, but you make a certain animal holy. So, we do accept things, items, sacrifices that are allowed to be vowed or gifted. We will accept from them. So that the Mishnah says mekavim yadam, we accept them. Is that and the Mishnah reviews it with the rule? Is that a klal? Kol shenidar v'nidav, any type of sacrifice that can be vowed or gifted, we will accept from non-Jews or from Kuthians. Kol she'enidar v'nidav is something that cannot be vowed or gifted, ain't mekav miyadam. And we will not accept them. V'chein hu mefarish al yidei Ezra. And then the Mishnah brings a proof from Ezra. Shnemar, it says in the Pasuk, lo lachem v'lanu libnot beit le'elokeinu. So the Pasuk says, it is not for you and for us to build a house for our God, implying that it's only for us, it's for the Jews to build a house, and for the Jews to bring most of the Karbon. And that Pasuk is from Ezra 4:3. Have a great day.